You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Biggest story in sports today is that Eli Manning's no longer a starting quarterback. The 36-year-old drafted in the top five in 2004, a two-time Super Bowl champion, has started every single game for the Giants since midway through the 04 season when he took over for Kurt Warner. 05, 06, 07, 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and then 11 games this year. Didn't come off the field while winning them a couple of championships under center. And Ben McAdoo made the decision, seems like, in his final weeks as a Giants coach, very likely to lose his job, that he is no longer going to start Eli Manning. Now, you'd say, well, maybe they've got a kid they just drafted in the first round. They want to get on the field. I get it. They are turning to Geno Smith.
Each and every week, our number one job is to win a football game. We're 2-9 right now. We have five left to play. We're out of contention. And our number one job is to still win football games. But it's my responsibility to make sure we have a complete evaluation of the roster, top to bottom, especially at the quarterback position moving on to next season. And with that, we're going to start Geno this week and give him an opportunity to show what he can do.
The same Geno Smith, who is one of the lowest rated passers, minimum of 30 starts over the last several years in the NFL. McAdoo would go on to say that even though he's benching Eli Manning, he's not saying Eli Manning is the reason the Giants are bad. Because for the record, 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 2,400 yards, and 84 rating. There's nothing around him.
Infinite drop passes.
The names of their receiver core are unrecognizable. I mean, you go back to the game he just played, I thought he was one of the reasons they had a little bit of a hope. Now, he's not playing well by any means. But he's not playing terribly, McAdoo, yesterday at the podium.
I have a lot of confidence in Eli as a player, as a quarterback. But at this point, it's my responsibility for the organization to make sure we take a look at Geno and at some point take a look at Davis and give them the opportunity to show what they can do heading into next year.
Davis Webb is the Davis he was referring to, who they just drafted. He's 22 years old. They took him out of Texas Tech University and Cal Berkeley are the two schools he played for collegiately. And he's going to get a look-see at some point. Now, if they went directly to him, maybe this move would have been viewed a little bit more favorably. Instead, they're going with Geno Smith, who may not be in the league in two seasons. The other thing that was interesting about what McAdoo had to say was the starting streak is a factor here.
Yeah.
Eli Manning has played in 210 consecutive games. He probably wasn't going to catch Brett Favre for the all-time record. I think he was a few seasons away from that. But this is unprecedented in New York. It's one of the longest streaks of a quarterback in history without missing any time. And so part of the anger from Giants fans is that he's being ousted in the middle of this Cal Ripken Jr.-esque quarterback's streak. Here was McAdoo on that. I'll just tell you what he said, actually. McAdoo basically said that the streak continuing by starting Eli only to play Geno Smith and Davis Webb as the game went on wouldn't be a reason to keep the streak alive, wouldn't be fair to Eli or the other players. And Eli was on board with that. He said, if you're not going to play me for all four quarters going into games because you want to evaluate these other guys, don't start me.
Right.
If you want to see what Davis Webb is, don't bring him in the second quarter after I start so that I keep a streak alive. I have no interest in keeping a streak alive just to do it. I want to keep a streak alive because I'm the best quarterback on the roster, and that's what the streak means to me.
So I have several things to say. First, let me start off with this. Yes! I love it when we're not the most dysfunctional team in the NFC East. Yes, man. That is in the face. That's number one. Number two, the New York Football Giants are a disgrace and a disaster. I love it so much. Take that, you pouty-faced, bad body language putts. Deal with that. Number three.
Are you talking about Eli?
Eli.
Why? What did he do wrong?
The whining his way out of San Diego. The terrible body language. Of the, you guys, run the right route, you guys. I clearly threw the right thing. You didn't do the right thing. You guys. Sick of that act for so many years. Love that it's ending unceremoniously. Number four, I'm a terrible person. I get that. I have the Schadenfreude. Number five, the idea that the New York media, specifically the Pope Mike Francesa, who deigns us with his presence until mid-December, everybody's reacting as if the New York Giants have committed like a federal offense. Eli Manning isn't very good. Hasn't been very good for some time. Now the world is waking up to it. He's not the reason they're bad, by the way. Just simply saying this is information. They're going to move on from anyhow. Let's all relax. Number six, the idea that you have to evaluate Geno Smith makes you an idiot. You're going to be fired, Ben McAdoo. You're doing some sort of altruistic gesture for Jerry Reese, who should also be fired. BTW.com, your boobs. This is the highest form of boobery. Please don't evaluate Geno Smith. Here's my evaluation. He sucks. No time should be on the field. If he's on the field, something has gone terribly wrong, which it has. If you were doing this, as you said, to play the kid, play Davis Webb to see if you need to draft a quarterback when you're picking top five overall, because that's where you're headed, either we have Davis Webb as the future or we need to draft somebody. That's important. Playing Geno Smith is a trivial exercise in futility. You're a hamster on the wheel. This is the height of idiocy. Number seven, once again, ha, 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 thank God they're more dysfunctional than us right now. That is awesome. I am so pleased that they're the national punchline.
So here's how this should have been handled. First of all, I actually agree with many of the comments at the end after the blaming Eli and making fun of his face and all the things that you did at the beginning. I think that benching him unceremoniously yesterday was classless and problematic if you want to be perceived as an organization that does things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has been great to your outfit for a long, long time.
Every team in the NFC East has started at least 10 quarterbacks since his streak began.
Staggering.
10.
I don't believe that. Is that true?
I saw that stat.
That's insane to me. But here's what they should have done. They should have gone to Eli Manning if they made up their mind that, like you said, and like I've thought for a while, and I think we agree on this, hey, man, your best days are behind you at 36. And behind this offensive line, we need an athlete who can move around and make some plays. And you're not the guy next year. They should have gone to him and said, here's what's going to happen. Help us make this look pretty good. We owe you to do this the right way, so let's come together on a plan. In the last few weeks of the season, we want to give Davis Webb some starts. Week 14, week 15, whatever. Maybe it's the last three games, week 15 through week 17. We drafted him in the third round. He was the 87th overall pick. We think he's got some upside. You
we
see him in practice. He's got some arm strength. We don't know, but he's 6'5". He's 230. He can throw the football. We want to kick the tires on this guy. So between now and week 15, they should have gone to him yesterday and did this. How do we best make this sell and make this pitch? How do we position you to be able to get a starting job somewhere in the league next year, whether we trade you or we release you, because it's only going to take $1 million to do it, mm-hmm. and you go sign somewhere? And how can we get you to do the Tony Romo, Dak Prescott handing over of the job
ceremony? The passing of the torch.
Properly at the podium where we give you something to read and you do it. How can we get all of that done, Eli? And then you have that conversation with this guy. But with weird haircut, Rob Lowe from Wayne's World, Ben McAdoo and his mustache going up to the podium after he told Eli Manning.
Putz.
Eli Manning said he came to him and said, we're going to keep starting you to keep your streak going, but we're going to get you out of the game to get these other guys reps in games over the next month. And Eli said, what are you talking about? What are you even referring to?
Yeah, let me go, dude. So they're going to move on from Eli Manning. That's been the case for a while. And that unceremonious end was always going to happen. They need to do that, by the way. They need to turn the page. The way this was handled is, again, it's the height of buffoonery.
They
it's
mishandled
so
it terribly, but the decision to get Davis Webb football activity before the end of this year is
reasonable
not a bad one.
Reasonable decision.
Playing Geno Smith is inexcusable, and it's completely laughable.
This is correct.
Here's Eli Manning's reaction.
I don't have to make sense of it. This is what it is, and like I said, you got to deal with it.
He will deal with it. He kind of took the high road. Here he was saying that he didn't like the plan that McAdoo came to him with, which again was initially that you'll keep starting, but you just won't finish these
games. Eli, what exactly didn't you like about the plan? I mean, I think I know, but you say you didn't like it. Explain why you didn't like the move.
I think I just did. In fact, that, if you're to go out there knowing you're coming out, that's, you know, I just didn't think that's how do you prepare? Hey, start this week. I was going to play the first half, and Geno was going to start the second half. But where, eventually they're going to start working in Davis, and I thought I was just starting and playing to keep a streak alive, and I didn't think that's the right thing.
He said he was asked to split duties with them. What is this? College with Tim Tebow and Chris Leak? I mean, go to the cut where he says they wanted him to split the duties, and he gets more into detail on how that would have worked.
Coach Mack called me in, told me you know what, we're going to start splitting some time, and you know, now we're you know, just kind of thought it's best to give Gino the start, and you know, I'll back him up. I'll be a good teammate. You know, I don't like it, but it's part of football. You handle it, and do my job.
Unbelievable that you would think, we'll just start you for two quarters and then we'll play Geno Smith for two, because those two quarters and 16 passes are going to help us determine if he's still terrible or not. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. A lot of ways to go here, but first, your reaction to the Giants making this decision to bench Eli Manning. Second, the fact that it's Geno Smith and not Davis Webb, how much more of a tough sell to the fan base is that? Does anyone think they're doing the right thing, or that how they're handling it doesn't matter because it's a business and this isn't about making Eli Manning happy? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.